You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When you're suffering from pain, you're grateful for the relief you might get from your doctor's prescription for a pain pill. Most likely that prescription is for an opiate. Well, a new report from CHART, the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation, tells us that Michigan has a growing problem with what they call uncoordinated prescription opiate use. Marianne Udall-Phillips is with CHART. What are some of the commonly known brand names of the drugs we're talking about here?
Well, you know, generally there are things like hydrocodone, you know, is a very common brand name. Percocet would be another common brand name of
Vicodin.
Vicodin, yeah. That's right. Those kinds of opiates are what we're really talking about when we talk about these prescriptions.
Yes.
For pain or for other things.
And we're using them much more now than we did even, say, 2 decades ago, right?
Absolutely. We've seen this incredible increase in the number of opiates, and along with that, an incredible increase in the number of deaths from opiates, unintentional deaths. In Michigan, we went from 81 deaths in 1999 to 519 deaths in 2013 from opiates.
And as you said in your report, these are not people who are abusing them. They're taking these as prescribed. So that's what's scary. They think they're doing the right thing.
Right. So there's a mix. You know, 43% of the accidental deaths have been from people who are prescribed opiates. 57% are from heroin. So heroin is an opiate, and it's included in that class and included in those deaths.
Yeah.
But 43% from people who are prescribed opiates, and they are prescribed for serious things. For most of these people, they're prescribed for things like cancer, for trauma. You know, people who have palliative care are using opiates. So they're often used for very appropriate things. The things that we see that maybe are not quite as appropriate are back pain, you know, low back surgery, things like that. But many of these people have very serious illnesses.
So let's get into this uncoordinated opiate prescription problem that you've really dug into with this. What's going on here?
Yeah, so we do see patients. It's a small percentage, but it's a very significant percentage of patients who are getting opiate prescriptions from more than one physician. And that wouldn't necessarily be so surprising, because if you have cancer, you have trauma, you're going to be seeing a lot of physicians.
Yeah.
But what we found in our study is that in 2013, over 600 privately insured patients in Michigan had what we called uncoordinated prescriptions. And that was, these particular patients had filled at least 10 opiate prescriptions from four or more providers within 3 months. Four or more different providers, and they didn't necessarily know about the prescriptions that each other were doing.
And what does that tell us about the ease at which physicians are whipping off those prescriptions?
Well, it's a real challenge. You know, again, in many cases, these may have been appropriate prescriptions, but the physicians didn't know each other were prescribing. The patients, frankly, may have forgotten that they had already gotten a prescription, or not really associated one name with another opiate and not realized they were, in effect, the same thing. And, you know, we do have a statewide database. There has been a state task force. The lieutenant governor headed up this task force that made recommendations for strengthening that statewide database. But physicians, we're recommending, and the governor's task force has recommended, physicians pay much closer attention, make sure they have a relationship with those patients before they're prescribing opiates, and really check that database to see whether other prescriptions have already been made.
That is not always easy, is it, Marianne? Especially when you consider healthcare. Somebody, let's say I fall, I wrench a knee badly, I go to one of these, you know, 24-hour clinics.
Yes.
Because my insurance doesn't want me to go to the emergency room if
right.
I can help it. And I get a prescription. There's no way for that physician writing that to know what my primary care doctor may have written, or my primary doc isn't going to know that I went to the, quote, doc in a box.
Well, there is a statewide database that all those physicians can check to see if you had filled another prescription. It doesn't work perfectly. There are a lot of recommendations to strengthen that database so it's easier to use, but it all takes more time. And part of the challenge in healthcare today is that, you know, physicians are really trying to see a lot of patients. They're going through their offices very quickly.
They have to.
That's right. And
yes.
So these things take more time. And so part of what the governor's task force recommended, part of what we think needs to happen, is the statewide database needs to be made much easier to use, much quicker to use, so that it doesn't add time to the physician office visit.
Let's talk about what pharmacies should do about this and what patients should do?
You know, we think that pharmacies, first of all, should also be checking for the duplicate prescriptions. We think pharmacies should be doing education. They should be talking to the patients. You know, oftentimes a pharmacist is one of the best educators. They know prescription medications, often far better than physicians do. If you go to a pharmacy, sometimes they'll ask you, do you want to be counseled by the pharmacist? And patients often say no, but it would be a really good thing for the pharmacist to do that kind of counseling when the patient is sitting there, standing there, waiting for their prescription.
And aside to that, I found them very helpful for explaining over-the-counter medications. And especially
if
you are mixing a prescription and over-the-counter, they are very useful.
They're very useful for that, and they should be asking you questions to make sure that you're not taking something that is contraindicated with a particular opiate that they're prescribing. So,
and we go back to the system.
I go
in, I see the young clerk, I give her my prescription or him my prescription, I come back in whatever time, 45 minutes later, and pick up my little baggie.
That's right.
I don't interact. And I'm sure the clock is ticking on those folks as well.
That's right. And that's why we focused on this issue of coordination of care.
Okay.
That's what needs to happen. Pharmacists and physicians need to be talking to each other. They all need to be talking to the patients. We need more public awareness campaigns, too. So consumers also need to know that there are real challenges with getting multiple prescriptions. You know, clearly some of these multiple prescriptions are individuals who are abusing or selling
them on
the
street. They're gaming the system.
That's
sure,
right.
Sure.
But again, many of them are not, and there are accidental deaths occurring as a result of these opiates. And the other thing about these opiates is they are often the gateway to heroin, and we want to be very careful to only prescribe them when they're really needed. And that's the other part of our recommendation. In addition to coordination, we want physicians to think about alternative treatment strategies to deal with pain, trauma, and other things. Often mental health strategies like meditation, cognitive behavioral therapy, things like that can be very helpful for pain. They take more time, and that's what's needed.
Marianne Udall-Phillips is with the Center for Healthcare Research and Transformation. Thanks so much, Marianne.
Great to see you.